Tonight, James fiddles with his phone, Mike steals the show, and our guest anti-ages with optimal health.
This is James from SorrelPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike. And we have got a great interview coming up today. Tell them about it, sir.
We have Dr. Lori Shimmick, which is twice quoted as one of the number one, if not the number one, weight loss expert in America. So we're...
Wait, we got the best?
We've got the best!
We're better than all the rest.
Yes.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, we got the best. We're bringing quality guests to you guys. I need to really hustle and get like more interviews, but stupid freaking audio recording equipment, I'm gonna smash it to pieces. We've had issues with it. We had issues today. I had to use my tripod to hold my phone, call Dr. Lori on my cell phone, while the phone was being held beneath the microphone and record that way.
Basically a little bit better than dangling below the microphone.
I mean, you know what? I have seen other podcasters that like they're set up to record phone calls. Literally they have a second microphone with a cell phone that they rubber band to the microphone. So it's just a microphone for the guests.
I'm not sure if ours is better or worse than that.
Yeah. I mean... If getting the phone a little bit closer to Mike, we probably got some better audio, because there would be no wind coming out of the phone either. When you breathe, wind comes out. That's why we need the pop screen. The cell phone, not really any wind coming out.
No wind coming out of it.
No. So,
plenty of hot air on this end of the microphone, as you'll hear when we get to the interview.
Right.
You actually hear me a lot this time.
Right. So, quick announcements. One, go to survivalpunk.com. The website is new and fancy and will look not like crap on your smartphones for once.
Yep.
All new web design. By the way, don't hire Pakistanis from Fiverr to make your website because they'll take a month. Hire a lady from America who will do it in 2 days.
Oh, God, you racist bastard. We're going to get letters.
I'm sure no Pakistanis listen to this podcast. If you do, I hope you're a faster web developer.
Yeah, I mean, you gave them every chance in the damn book, and it took the better part of the month to do not jack shit hardly.
Right, right. They put the logo where I wanted it, and the rest of it was not working.
He would have fired them no matter what race they were.
Yeah, no.
They just happened to be Pakistanis.
Yeah, if you agreed to... So, the gig I ordered was for... It's a beautiful, stunning website in 48 hours, delivered in 5 days... And in 5 days, in a week, it was late with nothing done. And I'm like, oh, I need to cancel this. And
oh,
I didn't.
I love what you said. Hey, guys, I'm not seeing any results on this. I need results on this. Oh, I'm sorry. We cannot do this. It is a religious holiday. Oh, well, I'm going to have to fire you. We will have it done by tomorrow.
No, we'll have it done today is what they said. And the first version of it was out that day. After that, and then I threatened them, and then I just was like, I'm done, this is over. They're like, no, we will have it done today. No, you said that yesterday, and literally nothing happened.
Yeah, and I had been trying to get him to fire them for like 2 weeks by the time he finally fired them.
Yeah, and the new lady, who, if you happen to need website design, email me, jane@survivalpunk.com, and I will give you her information on Fiverr, because she did a good job, and she deserves work.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes. Definitely do that, American. But anyway, now, if you want to know about inflammation, weight loss, diet, optimal health recipes, anti-aging, fitness, and emotional balance, and fat inflammation, you need to listen to this interview. So now it's time to turn it over to our tame survival guest. Some say that she has had a 10-year-long love affair in secret behind the scenes with a head of cauliflower. And... that inside of her wallet is a picture of someone else's wallet, which inside it has a picture of more cauliflower. All we know is she's called Dr. Lori Shimmick.
All right, Lori, welcome to the show. Lori Shimmick.
That's Dr. Lori Shimmick.
Dr. Lori, yeah, it's bringing class to our show.
Lori is fine. Lori's great.
All right, how are you doing today?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Great.
America's number one weight loss expert.
And for those of our listeners who are not familiar with it, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your history?
Sure. I'm an author. I have two books, one called Fire Up Your Fat Burn, and the other is called, my recent book is called How to Fight Fat Flammation, like inflammation, but fat flammation, which is the core cause of weight gain. And I speak and I write and I help people lose weight and create better health. That's pretty much in a nutshell what I do.
Now, what inspired you toward this specialty?
What's that? Sorry?
What inspired you toward a specialty such as this? What inspired you to move in this area?
It's actually a long, dramatic story. But suffice it to say, when I was growing up, I saw my mother struggle with not just her weight, and half of my family is obese on her side, but her health as well. She had multiple health conditions, and most of the memories I have of my mother are of her being ill with one thing or another. Mm-hmm. And so she died at the very young age of 36, and I'm the oldest of three children, and so she left behind three children with nowhere to go. And so I knew at her funeral what I wanted to do. I made up my mind that I was going to help people create better health and let them know that they have choices to do that. Because my mother, who's not unlike many people, she felt like she didn't have any choice in life. Like, this was her lot in life. And so that was my mission, and I followed through with it and am doing that to this day.
That's amazing.
No, that is. Now, tell us a little bit about inflammation and what you can do to reduce that.
Sure, yes. So low-level inflammation is the core cause of most illness, disease, faster aging, and weight gain. And that's my topic of, in terms of my focus, in terms of helping people change their weight, is to reverse the low-level inflammation within the fat cell. Because a lot of people don't realize that that our fat cells actually shrink and expand. We don't lose fat cells per se. We just they release stored fat. So a healthy fat cell does that. It releases stored fat, and an unhealthy fat cell holds on to fat for dear life. And it either stays that way or continues to pack on the fat and the sugar and more. And depending on the types of foods you're eating, if you're eating specific foods, they create a compound called arachidonic acid, which you don't have to remember the name of. But this compound actually irritates the fat cell, and then the fat cell releases inflammatory molecules. But low-level inflammation throughout the body is a very important topic, you know, in terms of creating or preventing poor health, because most illness and disease is rooted in this low-level inflammation. And by the time we all know about it, we're either suffering symptoms or the disease has manifested completely.
Okay. Now, well, what would you say are some of the most... What would you say are some of the biggest offenders as far as food goes for inflammation? What are some of the things that we should avoid at all cost?
Well, for one, sugar. Okay, we all know sugar is not good for us.
Yes.
But there are people that believe, well, sugar in moderation, sugar is just fine. Well, it's really not, because it is very inflammatory to the body. And the best thing you can do for your body, in fact, my clients, if they do one thing, they stop eating sugar or drinking soda, they begin to lose weight right away create optimal health. So if you just stop the sugar, you're going to lose weight, and it's dramatic, because when you eat sugar, it triggers the fat storage hormone, insulin. And insulin likes to create fat. It likes to keep the fat there and not let it go. So what you want to do is minimize as much excess insulin production as possible. Now, insulin's a great hormone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we Americans eat way too much of it. We are not...
Oh, yeah.
Way too many foods, such as sugar and white flour and things like that, that triggered that hormone over and over.
Mm-hmm. See, I personally... I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when you keep doing this type of eating, so you're eating like white flour and sugar and foods that are high in a specific fat called omega-6. So you're using cooking oils that are high in this specific fat, like canola oil, which many people think is healthy, right?
Yeah.
Or corn oil or vegetable oil. These oils are creating excess fat storage, and they're producing that compound I talked to you about earlier that gets stored in the fat cell. So when you actually let go of those oils and swap them out for healthy oils like olive oil or avocado or macadamia nut oil or coconut oil, those oils actually begin to create a healthy fat cell and help you release stored fat. Now, you need omega-3 fat mm-hmm. in your diet to stop the inflammation within the fat cell. That's one of omega-3's very important roles, is to reverse inflammation within the fat cell. And if you don't have enough of it, and you're eating too many omega-6 foods, like which are high in junk foods and cookies and candies and things like that,
right.
You are deficient in omega-3, and you're going to get fat and sick. So really important to have that omega-3 in your diet.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can speak from personal experience. The diet that I've recently started, I was telling you about this beforehand, that I'm down 25 pounds on. I've gone completely low carb. And the reason for this is I am in the first stages of type 2 diabetes, basically. My blood sugar levels have been off the roof. The highest I think they've gone up is 400, which I've seen I've seen people that have had it worse, but that's not good. And it got to the point where I had been on metformin. Then they put me on this stuff called Invokamet, which is metformin and another medication, and it was controlling it, but it's insanely expensive. It got to the point where even with product assistance programs, I could not afford the medication, which was basically the nail in the coffin for the way I was eating. Yeah, I was taking these medicines and not doing a dang thing to change how I was living, how I was eating. But because of and it's funny, it's money that motivated me, or the lack thereof. I couldn't afford the medication. I immediately went on this low carb diet, and I was still taking the medication, and, my blood sugar levels were bottoming really low on the diet. So I went off the expensive medication back onto the regular metformin, which I had a large stockpile of. And I noticed my sugar levels were still staying real low. So now I've completely gone off the metformin, and about the 3 weeks since I've been completely off the medication, the highest I've tested was a 126, and that was on a cheat day.
I've managed to completely get the
diabetes under control with nothing but diet and a lot of walking. A lot of walking. I've added that into my life.
Yeah.
Walking about 2.5 miles a day.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's really great. You know, it's so important what you're saying because, first of all, let me say metformin actually is being researched right now as an anti-aging longevity drug. Did you know that?
I've actually heard stuff about microdosing of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's reducing the inflammation within the body. That's why. And as I told you when we first started, that's the key to optimal health right there. Is if you can keep that inflammation low in your body, that low-level inflammation, you're good to go. But, so you have – the other thing that you said was your exercise. That is very important because you're teaching your muscle cells to be responsive to insulin. You overall are doing that. And when your cells in your body are healthy to insulin's effects, then you're doing fine, because that really is a marker of optimal health, your insulin sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So that's great what you're doing.
Yeah, but I've actually had to start adding occasional carbs back into my diet because I keep saying I'm doing too good at my diet. Like, without the medication, my sugar level has dropped down to, like, the high 60s, and I'll immediately have to eat something. I've actually started buying orange juice now just to spike my sugar back up to what everybody says is a non-dangerous level, even though I'm not feeling any ill effects from it.
And, isn't that something? That's fantastic. Yeah.
And the interesting thing, you've probably heard of this phenomenon. Before I started this diet, I was getting lightheaded spells constantly. Anytime I was standing up too quick, I would get really, really lightheaded to the point and dizzy. And since I've started this diet, none of that anymore. I mean, it stopped completely, and I didn't even realize the two are related.
Yes, they are, actually. So, it happens when your blood pressure drops very low, mm-hmm. or you don't have enough sugar in your, what's happening, you have either too much sugar or you don't have enough, one or the other. And it can cause the same thing. So, but it sounds like you really are making an effort. You know, I'm on Twitter as at Lori Shemek on Twitter, and on Facebook as Dr. Lori Shemek. And on both of my pages, I put out there that nothing changes if we don't take action. Nothing changes. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, high fives to you for taking action on your health.
Now I've pretty much been hogging this
interview. It doesn't matter if it was money. What?
I was just saying, I've been pretty much hogging this interview. My co-host, who usually takes the reins on these things, is sitting there doing what I normally do, which is like fiddling with stuff, waiting for me to shut up so I can let him talk.
Well,
this is what happens.
Blood sugar, James?
What's that?
How's your blood sugar?
Oh, I eat basically low carb paleo for years, so mine's usually in the 70s.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and it's a funny
fantastic
and a funny story. Since I started testing my sugar, he would occasionally get me to test his, just, you know, out of sheer curiosity, and always inevitably his sugar was lower than mine. But now that I've started all this diet, last time we both tested at the same time, my sugar was 30 points lower than his.
Oh my gosh! That's fantastic.
I was dancing on the ceiling that day. Let me tell you.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a great, you know, back and forth in terms of not just your show, but, like, you know, healthy, because we're a product of our environment, right? So mm-hmm. whoever you hang out with, you're probably going to reflect that. You know,
oh, yeah.
If you hang out with people who aren't motivated health-wise, then you probably won't be either. So, great.
No, absolutely. Because of my co-host and my best friend here, I have learned so much more about fitness and health and everything, and he's honestly inspired me, and he's basically given me most of the knowledge that I use in my diet and exercise to this day. I mean, I'm not on exactly the same diet he is. I'm not on paleo right now. I'm just on low carb, and I have to eat I eat the food that I know I can, tolerate, and I mean, it's working for
That's
me.
Perfect,
and,
right.
And honestly, I would not, and I contribute a lot of my success with this to my co-host here, to my best friend. I mean, without him, this wouldn't be possible.
That's really great. What a nice thing to say, too. Yeah, it's, you know, when you make the decision to change your health, some people are able to make that leap right away, but typically it's in steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go from white bread, you go to wheat bread, and then you go to a higher fiber type of whole wheat bread, and then you go to something like a sprouted grain bread or sprouted wheat bread, and then if you still want to keep going, you just knock out bread altogether, knowing that you really don't need bread in your life. And you sometimes, many people get to that point, like on paleo, for example,
mm-hmm.
they realize, oh, you know, I don't need grains in my diet. And there are so many complications with grains that people don't, they're putting up with so much, then they have no idea that their stomach's bloated because they're eating grains or they're eating an excess of carbohydrates or, you know, things like that. So it's, it's really great when you see people change their health and how much better they feel. Like, you know, you feel better 25 pounds down, right?
Oh, God, later. Yeah.
You have a spring in your step.
I've got three times the energy that I had before. I mean, but when I first started walking, I could walk for maybe a half hour. And by the time I would get to sit down, I was huffing and puffing and blowing people's houses down and pouring sweat and red as a beet. And every muscle in my body was sore. And now, I mean, me and my wife, who's also on a similar but not exactly the same diet, she started a little while before I did. Now we can literally go walking. We'll go on 10-mile walks just for the heck of it. I mean, spend 3 and 4 hours walking. My endurance level is through the roof now. I mean, it's just an amazing, and it hasn't even been that long. I mean, it hasn't even been that long. See, my goal, and I'm a big guy. Okay. When I first weigh in at the start of this diet, I weighed 302 pounds. I mean, I'm 300.2 pounds. Sorry. My weight loss goal, I have a long-term goal of losing 100 pounds. I want to get back down to about the weight I was when I met my wife. I always joke and say that.
That is so great.
Since I met her, I have gained the equivalent of a small person. I mean, I've worked with girls at my workplace with women that weigh 100 pounds or less. And it sickened me to really think about that's, I've gained a coworker essentially.
Isn't that something? But no, I'm glad you're thinking about it in that way, because that's going to motivate you. And I always tell people, always go back to your why you want to lose weight, not just to get into those, you know, size six dress or the size 12 pants or whatever, but is it because I want to become healthier? I want to live longer? Those are the types of whys that keep people going when motivation wanes.
Yeah.
I have a client, and he still works with me. He needs to be accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we meet every couple of weeks now. But when I first started working with him, he was 408 pounds.
Wow.
And he was a huge man. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but he was like over 6 feet tall, right? So he was a big man, and he was miserable. He was in pain. He hobbled when he walked. He had diabetes. Type 2 diabetes. He used a CPAP machine at night. He was just, the list goes on and on. Okay. He was on multiple medications. And so immediately I put him on, the fat formation free diet, and I got a call from him about a week later, and he was unbelievably just shocked, because he said, you know, that he slept for the first time through the night. He hadn't done that in years. He said the pain in his joints and his feet was better. And this is only a week later. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And that he just felt better. And I told him it's just going to get better, and it did. So now he's down to 200 pounds.
Wow.
And he's just rocking it all over the place. I'm serious.
That's amazing.
He's really a success story. And he kept those fat pants, those 408-pound fat pants, those jeans, and they're huge. And every so often, he'll hold them up against himself, and it is literally another human being could fit in those pants with him right now.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
It's amazing what happens when you take action, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that does. That's just a very inspiring story. And that's what I eventually want to do.
Yeah, you reminded me of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly. And you're going to get there.
Yeah, I was, when I met my wife, I was wearing a size 30 waist. And now I was, mm-hmm. well, not now, but when I started this diet, I was wearing a size 44. I mean, that's 14 inches around my middle that I like to say I don't know where it came from. I know exactly where it came from. It came out of a drive-thru window.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go. Exactly. And you know, the food that comes out of those places and sugar and things like that is very addictive. They've shown that even artificial sweeteners are addictive. That the research shows that they've done brain imaging.
Yeah, it's like cocaine to your brain.
Yeah, exactly. And they've given mice, like in research labs, the option of having cocaine addicted mice, cocaine or sugar. They're opting for the sugar instead
wow.
of the cocaine, because that sugar is giving them such a high. And it does. It's so addictive. I used to be addicted to sugar a long time ago when I was in college. And I got off of sugar. I was determined, just like you are, to lose your weight. I was determined to get off sugar forever because I didn't want – I knew how bad it was. I knew it was inflammatory, and I knew that if I, you know, it's just like the velvet handcuffs, right? So I decided one day I was just not going to do it anymore, and I started taking supplements that help with the withdrawal process, and it takes about 3 days to a week. It took me about a week. A lot of my clients, it takes about roughly 3 days before the effects, like, that sugar, you know, I need that fix, kicks in. So about a week, and, you know, anyone can do anything for 3 days, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So it just takes about that long, and you're free from sugar's grip.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar and all that, the foods that are addictive, like, you know, chips and white flour, you know, those pita chips people think are so healthy?
Yeah.
They're simply just white flour crackers is what they are.
Oh, yeah. That's just nothing but carbs right there.
Right, exactly. Pure, and that bumps up that blood sugar. And when that happens, as I mentioned before, you trigger that fat storage hormone all the time. We don't want that.
No, not at all.
So yeah. What are some of the lifestyle choices people make that lead to inflammation and obesity?
Well, a lot of times what people aren't doing is that are doing that they don't realize or do that are causing inflammation is they're not drinking enough water, for one. Most people are mildly dehydrated and don't even know it. So they're suffering from sugar cravings, from weight gain, because when you're mildly dehydrated, your metabolism slows down, okay? Just mildly dehydrated. Everything slows down. So your thinking skills slow down. You have foggy thinking. You're tired. So that in about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everyone reaches for that candy bar or that caffeine. It's simply mild dehydration, when just enough water would kick it to the curb forever. And, you know, the first thing I do when I wake up is I drink a bunch of water, okay? Because you've gone 8 hours without any fluid in the body, so your cells are mildly dehydrated. And as I said, when that happens, everything slows to a crawl. So you try this for yourself. The minute you get up, drink a lot of water, and see how and feel how energized you are. It's amazing what happens. Then I have my coffee.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reason water is so important for us is because we're mostly water. And our brain is 80% water. That's why when we don't have enough, we have that foggy thinking, and we get a little tired. And so, you know, when our cellular function slows, so does our metabolism. That's why, you know, research over and over shows that those who lose 50 pounds or more and keep it off drink water consistently throughout the day, every day. So it's really important, especially if you want to lose weight, to make sure you drink enough water.
That's one of the things that I'm trying to work on. Like, I drink a good amount of water, but
yeah.
I feel that you could use some more.
I don't see how you could even worry about that. You're talking to a man that has peed 3 times since we've been on this interview.
No.
That's a good sign.
Now, one time the two of us drove to Chattanooga, which is a 3-hour drive from here. We had to stop so he could go to the bathroom
right.
3 times on the way there.
That's when you know you're drinking enough water, when you have to keep running to the bathroom, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's hyper-hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hydrated, for sure. Yeah. So it's really – that's one important thing. The other thing is to make sure – you know, people are under a lot of stress. And it's not maybe like the major stresses of, say, divorce or losing a job or something like that. But it's the annoying, chronic, like little irritating stresses of every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe your kids running up to you, constantly bugging you, or like in my case, my dog, who's 7 months old, I'm finding things chewed up or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, what happens when we get stressed out, and say you have a job that is stressing you or a partner that's stressing you, we create or trigger a hormone called cortisol. And cortisol is our is another fat storage hormone, okay? But this time it likes to create belly fat, and it likes to keep it there as well. So a lot of times people who are stressed, it'll either go one way or the other. It'll cause belly fat or weight gain, or they'll lose weight, all right? But most of the time, people actually gain weight. And so what you can do is you can really practice, like, stress relief exercises. And one of them that I use, and it works beautifully because it stops the stress response in its tracks, and it's called the 4-7-8 breathing technique. And all you do is you breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds, you hold it for 7, and then you exhale deeply for 8, okay? This actually will, if you're in bed and you have insomnia, it actually can put you to sleep within minutes. So if you have insomnia, which is another issue with inflammation.
That is something I suffer from on occasion.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was just saying insomnia is one of the things that I suffer from on occasion.
Right. And so this breathing technique is fabulous because even if, say, you go to sleep easy, but you wake up during the night, do this technique. Do it like 6 times and you'll be, I mean, it really works effectively. The same is true during the day. If anything stresses you out, you know, the traffic, your kids, the dog, or whatever, do this breathing. You can do it anywhere. You can do it anywhere, and it works because it really stops that automatic stress response in its tracks, and you can do it as often as you need it. So it's great. So sleeping is another one. Mm-hmm. Sleeping, again, triggers that cortisol, the hormone cortisol, and creates belly fat. And so you want to make sure that you address the sleep issues. Now, some people benefit from melatonin, some people don't. Melatonin, there's a spray that you spray under your tongue that works really well. I've seen a lot of success with it. And also, again, the breathing technique of using that combined with the melatonin. Melatonin, by the way, is an antioxidant and promotes optimal health. It's a great, especially as you age, we tend to lose our ability to trigger melatonin enough. That's why so many older people have sleeping issues, because they don't have enough melatonin. But you can address that with taking, you know, an over-the-counter melatonin supplement. But make sure you get your doctor's approval first.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, melatonin's something I take daily.
Right. And so if you address the issues that, you know, in your life that are keeping you up at night, or it could be something as simple as your pillow, your bed, your sleeping partner snores, go to another room. Yeah. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know, it's those types of things that need to be dealt with so that you get great sleep. You know, your food, your diet is so important. It's 80% of your weight loss success and your optimal health as well. Fitness is another part of it, but it's about 20%, okay? Now, if you have diabetes, you want to bump that. You want to increase your exercise because you're trying to encourage insulin sensitivity, better insulin sensitivity. Weight training will do that. Strength training, you can use your own body, doing push-ups or squats. All of that's going to really benefit you.
Excellent. And then keeping on the weight loss track, what's a technique that you have to break a weight loss plateau?
What I have my clients do is resistance training in any form, like especially high intensity interval training combined with body strength training. Okay, so if you can do the simplest one I can, there are many variations of it, but the simplest one is where you go all out for 30 seconds as fast as you can, and you go back down to a slow to moderate pace for 90 seconds. And you do this 8 times. It takes minutes, okay? 12 minutes, 15 minutes, and you're done. You're absolutely done. And then you combine that with strength training, some type of resistance training. Those two are powerful in stopping that resistant weight from falling off, okay? And especially in getting rid of belly fat. So if you do one, that's excellent. If you do, say, just HIIT alone, high-intensity interval training alone, that's fine. But when you combine it with the strength training, doing both of them, you're really ramping it up big time. Because high-intensity interval training has a really powerful effect on our metabolism. It keeps our metabolism high-wired for at least 24 hours, sometimes 48 hours. And that's why you only have to do it 3 to 4 times a week, because it's that powerful. Strength training, as I mentioned, does promote better insulin sensitivity as well, but it also boosts your metabolism in a big way, because the more muscle you have, the higher your metabolism. Muscle burns calories even at rest. You're burning energy even while you sleep. The more muscle you have, like when you look at bodybuilders, how lean they are, they rarely do cardio. Mm-hmm. They are just, it's about diet and muscle. That's why they're so lean.
Yeah. I read one time, and you might know the actual numbers because I can't remember, but sprinting or doing like high-intensity interval training even once per week increases human growth hormone by like a ridiculous number, like just once per week and bam. So
it's amazing. Yeah. It's like 400 something percent.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a ridiculous number.
Yeah. And like, it's amazing, isn't it? And I know. It's phenomenal. And not only does it benefit weight loss, but it actually increases brain mass so that you're promoting a better memory. You're increasing an area of the brain that is responsible for executive function, better thinking skills, and you know you're also increasing something called telomeres. Telomeres protect your DNA. Okay, they're like little caps on the ends of your chromosomes. They're like those little plastic tips on shoelaces. Well, every time your cells divide, these telomeres naturally shorten. But when you do exercise like high-intensity interval training and strength training, you actually increase the length of them or stop dramatic reduction in the telomere length. And so that is, the longer our telomeres, the better off we are in terms of our health. So research shows that people with the longest telomeres actually are the leanest, the longest lived, the most youthful and healthiest people out there. And so that's really a genetic yardstick, if you will, of optimal health. You want to keep those telomeres as long as possible.
What is it? Is it jellyfish that have like super regenerating telomeres that don't age? I remember an article about that.
Yeah, and lobsters.
Lobsters too, yeah.
Lobsters actually can live forever.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because they have something called telomerase. Yeah, that it's, that's what they're working on now. Science is working in now and encouraging more of that. But with humans, with that enzyme, you have to be careful because cancer cells live off of that enzyme.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to figure out what to do. But doing it in terms of a pill or whatever, but doing it naturally, you're good to go in terms of optimal health and weight loss.
Awesome.
I'm glad I don't like lobster.
Yeah.
I would hate to think that my dinner was made out of something that was 300 years old.
Yeah. It's interesting, though.
Because I would hate to live, like, several hundred years just to be eaten by a half-fat guy.
Yeah.
I know, right?
They taste the best.
I had a lobster, it was called a lobster pot or something like that in Dallas one time, and the lobster was huge. It was so huge, I can't even, I'll never forget it. It was just, you know, it was almost illegal for it to have been that big. And, but you know, that Lothbury, they say for every, I think every inch or foot it is, no, every inch it is, that's 10 years of growth.
Oh, man.
So,
wow.
I mean, this thing must have been really old.
Oh.
Did it taste really good?
What's that?
Did it taste really good, too?
It was really good. Yes, it was delicious.
You poor 200-year-old thing. You lived this long to be this delicious.
Yum.
300-year-old guy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How mean of me.
Oh,
yeah.
It happens.
So, you know, it's just really a matter of taking care of all the lifestyle choices that you make and being focused on it and knowing, you know, you have an action plan. You know, well, this, I'm going to take care, I'm going to start drinking a lot of water. I'm going to stop eating sugar and white flour products. I'm going to reduce the excess amount of carbohydrates that I'm eating, and I'm going to add a half plate full of veggies at every meal, or at least make an effort to do it. And if you're starting out, make one meal half your plate veggies. And if you make these choices, these conscious choices, write them down so that you can see them every day, you'll be reminded of them and you'll most likely take action on them. And, you know, a lot of people, if they go back to their old ways, say they had some candy or sugar or whatever, you know, crackers or whatever, I always say that, you know, you change your health at the very next bite.
Yeah.
So don't think about what you did. Just go right back to mm-hmm. that next bite. It's going to be a healthy one. And there things change because things literally do change cellularly with that one bite. Things happen that quickly within the body. But for you to see the effect of it on the outside, it'll take a little bit of time. So, for example, our gut health is key to our weight loss as well. Specific strains of bacteria in our gut help us lose weight. And so people don't realize that something called probiotics that you hear about yogurt all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those types of foods like yogurt and kefir, sauerkraut, olives, pickles, these types of foods have healthy bacteria that are planted when you eat them within the gut.
Oh.
And specific strains of these bacteria actually promote weight loss and optimal health. So research shows that simply eating one tablespoon of sauerkraut changes your gut health within 3 days. That's how quick our body changes on a cellular basis. And you know, our gut is key to our optimal health. 70% of our immune system resides within our gut. It's key to our mental health. 90% of the serotonin made in our body is not made in the brain. It's made in the gut. In fact, we have 500 million brain cells within our gut. It's actually called our second brain. And again, our weight is specific strains of bacteria are directly connected to either our weight loss or our weight gain. So researchers have taken the gut bacteria from a lean person and planted it in that of an obese person, and the obese person becomes lean, and they've done just the opposite. They've taken the gut bacteria from an obese person, planted it in that of a lean person, and the lean person has become obese. And this has been replicated many, many times in human studies. So it's about having a healthy gut. That is the core center of it all, really. So if I leave here with anything, I'd like to leave here with that, which means that the healthier your gut, and I'm not talking about Crohn's disease or, you know, colitis or things like that. I'm talking about specific strains of bacteria in your gut really lend themselves to a healthier you.
That is very good to know. That is very good to know. Now, before I did this interview, I went to your website mm-hmm. and just to look around, try to familiarize mm-hmm. myself with you. And I've made a list here of all the tabs across the top of your website with inflammation, weight loss, diet, optimal health, anti-aging, fitness, emotional balance. And we've touched on all of these except one, and that's the tab named recipes. So I just got to know, what are some of your what are some of your favorite recipes?
Well, I've got, okay, so one, it's so easy to make, and I can't tell you how delicious it is. It's cauliflower crust pizza, okay? Now, if you take the time to make it, which doesn't take time at all, it's all you do is you boil the cauliflower, right?
Mm-hmm.
You then drain it. You add egg and cheese, grated cheese to it, Parmesan cheese,
mm-hmm.
and you make a crust. It's like a dough, okay? You put it in the pan, you bake that until it's nice and crispy, you bring it out, and then you put all your toppings you like, your tomato sauce, your turkey pepperoni, your black olives, your onions, your burger, whatever you want on that. And I'm telling you, skeptics have fallen in love with this pizza. Because the thing about cauliflower, a lot of people don't know, is it doesn't, you can't taste it. Once you create a pizza crust, or you make, you know, like the cauliflower rice. Now, the cauliflower mashed potatoes, they have like a hint of cauliflower, so you can't actually say they taste like mashed potatoes. They don't. But when you add in butter and you add in salt and pepper to it, it actually becomes creamy and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's one of them. Another one is, the brownies. I have healthy brownies in there that are delicious, that actually are good for you. I have, for example, an easy one that's actually beautiful if you want to serve it to company or whatever. They're strawberries. You cut them in half and you dip them in yogurt and then you freeze them. So you cut them lengthwise, right, in half, and you dip them in, say, a yogurt, and you put them in the freezer and bring them out, and it's candy. It's absolutely, it has a little crunch to it because, you know, it's been frozen. Absolutely delicious.
Any specific type of yogurt for that?
You don't want a yogurt with sugar in it. You want to add in stevia drops to the sugar if you want the yogurt sweetened. But you really don't need it necessarily. It just depends on what you want. If you want it sweeter, that's great. If not, just dip it in the yogurt and freeze it. But yogurt stevia drops are great because they mix really well with everything that you're trying to, that you want sweeter. There's one that I'm putting out now for it. I haven't put it on my site yet. It's you take tangerine, and just in time for Halloween, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tangerine or orange slices, you dip them in dark melted chocolate, okay? And then you sprinkle it with sea salt for that salty crunch, put them in the freezer, take them out, and you've got the orange and the black for the holiday, and it's a healthy treat, right? Healthy, and you don't feel like you're missing out on all that candy.
Oh, that one I'm definitely going to have to make for the kids.
Another one I love, and a lot of people love this one, is it's super healthy candy. It's almonds, coconut flakes, and then you sprinkle them with, you mix that together, and you make mounds, okay, on a baking sheet, and then you pour dark chocolate over the top, and you've got what's akin to like a mounds almond joy. Got the coconut,
that
the dark chocolate, and the almond, and it's great, and really nice to look at, too. So,
you know, I haven't put it out yet, but I've told some people about it. I have a recipe for cauliflower that I've never even looked it up to see if anyone else has it, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say I invented it. No one's done it except for me because I'm vain. And it's, I'm calling it cauliflower rice pudding. And it blew me away by how good it tasted. So you chop up, like, what's that?
I've not heard of that.
I know because I invented it.
I have not heard of that.
Yeah.
I know. You need to send me your recipe.
I'd love to try that. It's four steps. I'll tell it to you right now. You just rice up some cauliflower, you know, throw it in the food processor, get it in little fine chunks. Put it in a pot with some coconut milk and simmer it for like 20 minutes. And then add in some stevia, cinnamon, and about a teaspoon, whatever you like, of vanilla extract. And then you have to refrigerate it for a few hours. And then it literally does kind of set up like rice pudding.
Wow.
If you don't have the vanilla extract, it tastes a little off. When you add the vanilla extract, it congeals together to be rice pudding. It's mind-blowing.
That's what I love about cauliflower, is that you really, it's amazing, isn't it? It's just you can do anything with it.
Pretty
it's
much.
It's so good. Yeah.
You know what?
That pizza, though, telling you.
We tried that recently.
We actually tried a version of the cauliflower pizza, and we never did get the crust crispy enough. We were following basically a recipe we saw on Facebook for pizza bites, and I think we had to have messed it up.
We missed some steps.
Did you squeeze out the water with a towel?
No, we didn't have a towel, and we skipped that step, and that's what...
That's got to be what...
That's so important.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That makes all the difference in the world. Yep. Because then you get the real crust, the doughy, you know, where you can mold it into whatever pan or put it on a baking sheet or whatever. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not going to work as well. It'll work, but not really.
The recipe that I found said to squeeze it. The recipe that was on Facebook as a video for the mini bites did not say squeeze it. And then when I said we need to squeeze this, we didn't have a towel. So we're like, okay, we'll just skip that step for now. And taste-wise, it tasted pretty good, but it wasn't that pizza crust, really.
Yeah, we were literally – we were making it together, but I was working off one recipe. He was working off another recipe because they had very similar ingredients but completely different instructions. And – oh, boy. Well, mine says to do this, but we're supposed to be
really
doing this.
It's super easy. It should be a super easy thing to do. And just remember to squeeze that water out with a towel. Put the cauliflower, the cooked cauliflower, in a towel and then squeeze it, okay? Or you can mash it up, put it in the towel, however you like. But I definitely encourage you to get all that moisture out as possible.
Yeah, that was what we missed, and that's
you're
vital.
Good to go.
Yeah. Because I've seen the same type recipe for cauliflower tortillas, and I want to try that too because I love tortillas.
I did, and it's good.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
You'll like it too.
I got one more sort of quick question. Then we got a couple rapid fire ones that one or two word answers or whatever you feel like answering, and then we'll just wrap up and let you enjoy your day. So.
Okay.
What is the top, and you've kind of touched on a few of these, but what are a couple of the top supplements that people should be taking?
The top what? Oh, supplements.
Supplements, right.
That's a great question. Fish oil, make sure it's purified or molecularly distilled. One of those two words on the label, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, you're causing inflammation in the body. Huh. The better products have that on their label. And then I absolutely want people to take a probiotic. Make sure that it's at least 50 billion and it's multi-strained. Because remember I talked about the weight loss effect?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know which strains yet are causing the weight loss. So that's why we want multi-strain. So it covers the whole gamut. Take that every day. And then the other one is there's vitamin D is one I'd like people to take, and magnesium. Most people are deficient in both of those. And obviously a multiple vitamin is great. So magnesium is causing all sorts of issues, and vitamin D and magnesium are deficient typically in people who are overweight. So they're actually deficient in people who aren't overweight, but the scales tip in favor of people that are overweight.
Awesome.
So those are the supplements that I recommend. I have in my book, How to Fight Fat Inflammation, I have the complete list, the cocktail of supplements that I highly recommend people take to reverse fat cell inflammation and create optimal health. So it's in there, but suffice it to say, those are the top. If there's one supplement I recommend people take, that would be fish oil. Because remember, it's an omega-3, and it's going to reverse fat cell inflammation and inflammation in the body.
Awesome. I play around with supplements a lot. Right now, I'm testing out pure beta hydroxybutyrate, and that's fun. But yeah,
that's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, those. Yeah, but you know, you can do it. You can do it naturally without that. You know, the effect of speeding up or, you know, when you've got all of the right supplements together, the right mix of them, they create like this unbelievable energy, and that's natural. You know, it's coming mm-hmm. from within, cellular energy, and then you get that weight loss as well too.
Oh, but he wants to speed up. You see, one of his lifelong dreams is to become the Flash.
No, yeah. I just like testing things. and, you know, I get stuff sent to me for free, so might as well play around.
Right, exactly.
So
I want to hear how it works. Yeah.
Surprisingly, like, have you ever done a fast?
Yeah, I have.
So,
right.
I did a 3-day fast once, and mm-hmm. I experienced some like insane mental clarity. Like I knocked out an ebook that I've been working on for 2 years in the period of like one night, like cram session, like fingers
wow.
blowing. Yeah, which you know it made me think about some things the way that the brain would. You know, start burning ketones and would want to be more proficient
exactly.
and work better when it's starving so he can get food. I'm like, okay, that's obviously a you know, evolutionary mechanism of the brain to survive. But yeah.
Right.
So a fast.
That's what was yeah, happening. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That did it for me. But
right.
Let's jump into the rapid fire ones. I got about four and then we'll let you go.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Most recommended book, not your own, because we'll have links to that so people can get those books.
the most recommended book, besides the Bible?
Yeah. It can
let
be anything you want, yeah.
That's a tough one. My book, let me think. Most recommended book. I think probably it would be, I'm trying to think. There's so many of them. That I can't. Let me think of a good one because, you know, I think probably the one I can recommend that's an easy read. It's small, and it really makes the most sense for everybody in their life. That would be "Don't Sweat the Small Stuff." I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but that's a good. That's a really great book because it really. Boils it down to what's important in life, and there's a million good tips in there in terms of motivating you on a daily basis, and there's some health things in there, but it's mostly about mindset. So
awesome.
I love that book.
I recently got Audible talked me into signing up, and I keep renewing, and I'm loving Audible, and I just. I don't know if you've ever heard or listened, but I just listened to the audiobook, The 10X Protocol by Grant Cardone.
Oh, absolutely. I know. Yes. In fact, I have a friend who's going through one of his courses, I think, right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
10X. It's like 10 times. That's what he believes, you know, his philosophy.
Yeah.
There's a book I highly recommend called Smarter, Faster, Better. That's really great. It's, you know, it's a business book, but it's
right.
a really, really great book. Yeah. And then one called that I love, The War of Art. It's actually a classic, but it's another one of those philosophical books on what's really important and, you know, in life and business.
I like that. So what song are you liking at the moment? What's playing on your iPhone?
Oh, this is good. It sounds so lame, but you know that commercial, it's an AT&T commercial. I Will Follow You. I love that song.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
one of my favorite songs. And yeah, it says it has all the balloons on the commercial. Well, that's, you know, I've got that playing right now.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Songs are interesting to see what people are listening to.
Yeah.
top advice to give the audience to be more awesome? Like one or two pieces of advice.
One or two, okay.
Yeah.
My top piece of advice is to know that you do have choice in life, and that you are inherently beautiful and worthwhile, and that you deserve good health. You deserve to be lean, because a lot of people don't take action on their health because way down deep in there, they don't think they deserve it, or they don't think they're valuable enough or worthwhile enough, because if they did, they would be taking action on it. And so, you know, it's, you know, that's what I want people to know. I know that a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't have any choice in life. I don't have, you know, but you do. You always have choice. And the other piece of advice I would say is how we react to life really is instrumental in creating our life. We have choice in how we react.
Excellent.
So those are my two.
I really like those two.
Okay, and now for our standard question that we ask all of our guests. You are stranded on a desert island, and you have enough foresight to take one item with you besides standard survival gear. This item cannot be a person, because people keep using that. So what would that one item be?
Fish oil.
Awesome.
You're on an island, preferably in the ocean, surrounded by fish, and you take fish oil.
Oh, that's a good point. I take cauliflower.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Excellent, yeah.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, I don't normally call the guests out on that, but I'm like, she's surrounded by fish.
Yeah.
That was good. I love it. Yeah, like I deserve that one.
That's like taking gold to Fort Knox.
Do I get a second chance on that?
Oh, that was... That's perfect.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's the best good answer call. We've had good so call. Far.
That does show how important fish oil that you – I'm sure that you take it everywhere you go, too. Like, if you're packing a to-go bag, you're like, got to have my fish oil in there.
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. I have my clients who send me pictures of their – when they go on trips. Look what I've packed. They have all their supplements, and they're good to go.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, okay. Dr. Lori.
It has been an absolute treat.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been great. You guys are wonderful. Love you both. So
well, thank you.
Keep rocking it, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully. Okay. And I want you to come back on the show at some point in the future. And by the time you do, I want to weigh at least another 25 pounds less.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, another 75 pounds less.
I'm coming back on your show just so you can say that you've lost that weight. Okay?
Excellent.
It is a date, so.
Is it a deal?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. And on that bombshell, it is time for us to wrap this up. For the Survival Punk Podcast, this is the Not So Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sicklin Burnett.
This has been our guest, Dr. Lori Shemek. And listen to what she says. She's a smart lady.
DIY to lose weight, use guys.
Use guys.